another break from my busy work with... No, I'm not going to go on about how wonderful Ubuntu is. I go off on that... Okay, well, I mean, talk about how wonderful Ubuntu is. I tell you what. Microphone working. Oh, that's right. Don't tap on the condenser mics. Here, let's see what we've got here on this blank sheet of paper. Ah, yes. A reason that Ubuntu is bad. I know, coming from Jesse, what would he say? They've got this little tiny flashy thing up in the... It's like a notification dealio. This little notification thing pops up and annoys... The thing is, it plays Can't Catch Me. It sits there for a long time. It's on top of your working clickable area. And if you hover over it, it lasts longer, it goes blurry, and you cannot click on it to make it go away. Now, Mint, GNOME, I mean, I do believe XFCE and Kubuntu. George, could you spin up an Ubuntu thing? Check Kubuntu and XFCE really quick before I end the podcast. It takes 15 minutes to install Kubuntu. I know. It's longer than the podcast. I know that it's shorter than Windows, but my podcast is so short that you could listen to my entire podcast while you install Ubuntu. That's how short my podcast is. You could start Rush Limbaugh in the middle of the day and start installing Windows, and Rush Limbaugh would finish before Windows finishes. And that's a lot. Unless you subscribe, well, I mean, if you subscribe to Rush Limbaugh like you should, then you could listen to him two times before Windows would crash, because I don't want to talk. But anyhow, there's this annoying little thing in Ubuntu. And it's the only problem that I can come up with about Ubuntu. I mean, it's stable, it's awesome. I've got this monitor that I plugged into my old computer. This old monitor I plugged in my old computer, and the new Windows can't even figure out what that old monitor is. But Ubuntu knows what it is, and it actually only came up with this recent update. That's right. See, Ubuntu updated and figured out my old monitor before Windows updated and figured it out. And Windows never stops updating. You know how you go to turn your computer off and Windows wants to update? I mean, when are they going to have the commercial at the airport where it's like, you know, the plane's getting ready to take off, and then it's like, oh, Windows, oh, one moment while we install updates. And then, like, the airplane's waiting, and, like, the guys in air traffic control can't use their computer, and, like, everything crashes. I'm waiting for someone to make that advertisement against Windows. There, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming first proof of concept here in the podcast. But the only that there, I found something to complain about with Ubuntu. Isn't that great? I found the solution, though. All week long, I've been working on this script. It's called VRK, VRK. And I'm you know, pounding away at the keyboard, going in. You run it. And it cleans up all those little annoying things in Ubuntu and makes it useful for you. We need to get using Ubuntu. And I don't know why the guys, you know, there's some things that leaders just won't listen to the public about. You don't want to be that guy. I'll say it again. Look at me. All right? Are you looking at me? Good. There are many things that leaders will not listen to people about. You don't want to be that guy who doesn't listen to people about the really obvious, glaring, obvious, flashing red light stuff. You know, I was earlier to... Oh, no, I did fix in the VRK script, it gets rid of the annoying pop-up notifications. That's right. It killed him. So, no, mom is, I love my mother. She's emailing me. I don't know your address. What's, is this it? Yeah, mom, I love you. I'm podcasting right now. And I'm talking about the podcast. What would you think? What do you do when you podcast? When you record something for someone, when you're blogging, when you're working, when you're doing your thing, what's it like when people bother you? You ever think about that? I mean, in life, we have so many opportunities to do good things for people. I could ignore my mother right now. And I could pause the podcast and ignore you. Or I could mention both of you. So many times, annoying things show up and they're actually amazing blessings that are mildly disguised. And we get irritated at the mild disguise. Just today, I was talking with one of my friends and we got into a bit of an argument. And it was all his problem. It wasn't, none of it was mine. All his. And we wouldn't hang up the phone on each other. We don't do that. And after 2.5 hours, it was boom. I mean, the apple fell on his head and he goes, "Dude, Jesse, you're a genius." I'm like, "I know, tell me something. We're busy here." And he said, "No, this could make so much money. I mean, why didn't I think of this before?" And I'm like, "Well, it wouldn't have mattered because in business, we wouldn't have been able to do that before because you have to establish your brand first. And we've done that. So now is the time to, this is brilliant." So I'm like, "Yeah, okay. Well, I'm rather, what do you mean? Why aren't you excited?" I am excited. I'm not talking a whole lot about it. But anyhow, that was how it kind of went. But the point was, what I'm trying to share here is that we stuck with it and we kept talking to each other. And we have this brilliant business idea, and it's going to be cool. It could make a lot of money. It was like, okay, he's got these chairs. He sells them for $300 a piece, and they're kind of weird. And if he makes the chairs normal and standard, then he can sell tons and tons and tons of them to a whole lot more people, a whole lot cheaper. And he's already got a small brand established as a specialty quality brand. So that's cool. That was the idea. Okay, there, I told you the idea. Oh, I don't know where exactly. I'm not going to give you the details of it, but that was just a cool idea. And that came to us, and we would not have had that idea if we weren't trying to focus on, I mean, if we weren't willing to be patient with each other in arguing about details. I mean, he and I both were bringing up details that I didn't want to listen to what he had to say, and he didn't want to listen to what I had to say, but we were both trying to tell each other how important we see it was. And that's what the boss at the company that's struggling misses. That's the difference between Ford and GM. See, the boss at the failing company doesn't know that he's different from the boss at the successful company. But the boss at the successful company sees it like night and day difference. There are so many things that we could fix in our own lives if we would give more attention to the justice in the details. Oh my, that's a brilliant name. That's what I'm going to call this podcast. I'm going to call it The Justice in the Details. Oh, detail. Okay. Talking and typing isn't my forte. But I'll tell you what is my forte, getting to the point. So I'm going to do that. Justice isn't easy. We have all asked for it. We have all complained about injustice. We all know justice when we see it, but giving justice seems to be a skill attained by a reserved few. There are so many details that need to be considered in matters of justice. Matters of justice span from parenting to teaching to leading business. Government courts see the fewest actual situations of justice. Only the ones which have gotten out of control. Courts are the last resort for justice, but they are the first thought on most people's minds. Give your own justice. That's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.